This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up? It's your boy, the Ted Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the Men's Room.
And away we go! Welcome to Season 16, Episode number 3,551. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, and Mike Hawk.
Montgomery!
And you are in the Men's Room. What's up today? The return of Who Sucks Less. We will play Profile This. Plus headlines, Men's Room Shout of the Day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Ted.
Click, clack.
All right, here we go to Japan, where police are looking for a man who is shouting advice to kids. Like, don't date someone who doesn't eat top ramen. Meanwhile, a man driving 103 miles an hour to get feminine hygiene products for his wife says he was not trying to outrun the lawman. In Scotland, pictures emerge from hoarder's house like no one has ever seen. Artist takes $84,000 from a museum and does something really, truly mean. And a Florida man stuffs an alligator in his garbage can. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, one of the only things worse than a food allergy is discovering that you have a food allergy after eating the thing that you're allergic to. And, of course, your allergic reaction, it can manifest many different ways, from diarrhea to hives to respiratory problems to anaphylaxis. That's why DiGiorno Pizza is recalling 28,000 pounds of its frozen, crispy pan-crust pepperoni pizza. They contain a known soy allergen, but they didn't include that info on the product label. And that is key, because if you have an allergy, you want to avoid the discomfort or health risks that are involved. That's most people. Then there's those people who actively pursue discomfort and health risk. And if you're one of those people, great news. There's a new, what they call, overproof rum infused with Carolina Reaper peppers, which would be the hottest peppers on earth. So if you like to sweat, gag, and scream in agony, this is for you. Now, maybe you like gummy bears. Well, guess what? Introducing the Little Nitro Gummy. It's 900 times hotter than a jalapeno and several times hotter than the aforementioned Carolina Reaper. And then finally, there's Pocky's Chip Company. And they created a tortilla chip that's so hot, it's sold in a package of one chip. Because any more than that, it's likely you're going to the hospital. But with all of that in mind, maybe you're one of those people that likes the super spicy food, or you still eat peanut butter in spite of your peanut allergy. It brings us to today's question. What would you still eat, even though it doesn't agree with you? Or what won't you eat anymore?
Be a part of the Big Show. Call 206-421-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send those emails to themensroom@kisw.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Paul Patrols and away we go. Welcome to season 16, episode number 3,551. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. That is a fact, Steve. The exciting return of Who Sucks Less.
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing that you find three somewhat messed up stories in the news every week. Somehow you pull this off. You bring them to us. Mm-hmm. It's up to us to determine out of these three somewhat horrible stories, which one sucks the least. How bad are we looking today?
I don't think it's the worst. I mean, one of the guys I think is kind of funny. It's not a great thing he did, but kind of funny. And there's another guy, I understand why he did what he did, even though it's illegal. And then there's one I just don't understand at all. They just straight suck.
Who Sucks Less on the way. Also, today we've got a chance for you to win tickets to see Tool, as Tool is coming to town in January. They're going to play the Tacoma Dome. So what we have been instructed to do, each and every day this week, we have a pair of tickets for you. They asked us to select a random time, and then we will tell you the secret word at that time. You go to KISW.com. Do not text, do not email in the secret word. You need to go to the website, KISW.com. You put in the word, and then from there, you have a chance to win tickets to see Tool. So what we've decided to do today, as far as the time, that we're going to give you the secret word, we have all decided, and we've locked it in on 420.
Ooh!
Yes, 420.
Good.
We figured this would be easy for you to remember. So at 420 this afternoon, we'll give you the secret word, plug that into KISW.com, and a chance to see Tool coming up. Also, the Men's Room Happy Hour today, as it sometimes does, we get a little sidetracked. Yesterday, we got sidetracked on the Happy Hour.
In other words, there's a sales guy here and we talk to him.
Yeah, pretty much. Also, we didn't get a chance to bring you the effing news. Good news, there are some effing news updates in the last 24 hours. So the return of the effing news coming up. And if you don't have the Odyssey app, it's easy. It's absolutely free. Download that to your smartphone and then search for the Men's Room and you will see the Men's Room Happy Hour. Now, if you go there right now, there's nothing on the channel. The channel only comes on when we go live to the Odyssey app every Monday through Friday at 6 o'clock. That's when we'll be on the Men's Room Happy Hour. So if you've never joined us, please do. It seems like we're getting a decent response. Not sure exactly how many people are listening.
No idea.
Yeah, we don't. But, you know, we got some good comments on at least Jim Small yesterday.
So yeah, they like our sales guy.
People love him. They're like, hey, put him on all the time. You guys should just go home and do something else.
Done.
Mm-hmm. And today on The Question, we want to know, what will you still eat even though it doesn't agree with you, or what won't you eat anymore? And we start with Nestle. They are recalling about 28,000 pounds of their frozen DiGiorno crispy pan crust pepperoni pizza due to misbranding and undeclared allergens.
Does anyone here know that Nestle owned DiGiorno? I understand that they do. I get how it works. It just seems, when you say Nestle, I picture chocolate, it ends there. You know what I mean? It's just
All the frozen pizzas basically are made in the same spot, or owned by the same company. I didn't realize that conglomerate was under Nestle.
That's what's just so weird.
Well, you ever looked at like Kraft?
Who owns? Didn't somebody buy Kraft out? I want to say they own like every freaking thing.
I want to say like Philip Morris and Kraft. And, like,
yes,
there's a but like he used to always have that one buddy. It smoked weed. It was like everything's controlled by, but it's like it's almost the truth now. Everything's controlled by about six companies.
Sure. Mm-hmm. I mean, even if you look at something like anything that's popular has been bought by a bigger company.
Always,
for the most part. So I mean, like,
even
if you look at Famous Amos cookies, you know they were bought out years ago. You know them as Famous Amos, but they've been under a corporate umbrella. You know what I mean, for at least 30 years.
Or remember our very own Elysian beer, InBev, Budweiser, whoever the hell it was. The Elysian started outselling them in Washington State. They tried all this kind of legal dumbass crap. None of that actually works. So in the end, they said, you know what? Let's just buy them. If you can't beat them, buy them.
Yep, absolutely.
Well, because a lot of the breweries are doing well. I mean, same thing with Goose Island.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you do well, the idea is...
Someone's going to buy it.
Well, that's the idea in business. You know what I mean? Hopefully somebody will buy you out and you can make millions and millions of dollars, retire, and do all that stuff.
Depends on your business.
It does depend on
your business. Just because some people prefer just to keep it what it is.
Yeah, right. Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. But they're recalling the product just because...
Miles, isn't that the pizza you like?
There's a soy
allergy. The pan pizza?
This is the crispy pan crust pepperoni pizza. I am not trying... I normally just get a thin crust, but a crispy pan crust pepperoni pizza. If I saw that, I would definitely buy that. That is right in my wheelhouse.
You've told me you had it.
I mean, I've had...
I'll show you the label.
I've had various... I mean, I think I've had most of the... Like, the last one I got was... what the hell was it? It was croissant crust.
Ooh, how was that?
Croissant crust DiGiorno. It was fantastic. It was flaky. It was delicious. Kind of reminded me a little bit of the crust in Alito pizza. Because it's that kind of,
Ted and I were lamenting about croissants the other last week. We were like, you can put anything on a croissant, and it's good, man.
Yeah, and the pizza is fantastic. All right, now we have a story of, they say it may be cute and tiny, but the Little Nitro is no joke, sporting a Scoville rating, reaching well into the millions of units.
Jesus.
This chewy gummy bear is 900 times hotter than a jalapeno pepper, making it the world's hottest gummy bear, because we've been clamoring for that.
I've been waiting for the world's hottest gummy bear.
Yeah. After the world's hottest lollipop and world's hottest candy, the folks at Flamethrower Candy have created the world's hottest gummy bear. They say don't be deceived by its cute and appealing appearance, as this little guy is holding a dynamite stick for a reason. It's made with a special chili pepper extract that's 900 times hotter than a jalapeno pepper, several times hotter than the Carolina Reaper, Dragon's Breath, and Pepper X, which are generally regarded as the hottest peppers on the planet. The pepper extract used to make it is a whopping 9 million Scoville units on the hotness scale. So even though the scary treat has other ingredients, it's still rated up to 7,200,000 units. To put this in perspective, the Carolina Reaper has an average of about 2.2 million units. This would be fun because there's a lot of kids out there that don't like their vitamins too much. And if you want to take a daily vitamin, in our day, it was the Flintstones Chewable. Now, for whatever reason, my kids did not like the Flintstones Chewable. They preferred the gummy vitamins.
Yeah, that's what my kids did.
This would be really funny to just drop one of those in there and
see how it goes.
See how their morning goes.
How many of these can you possibly sell, right? I mean, just if you eat one, I don't know that you're ever going to eat another one again. And it's only something you're really going to do on a dare. So you're going to take a hand, you know what I mean? So I just feel like this is a limited amount of time that you're going to sell any of these.
Sure.
And you're not really going to recommend it to your friends. If you buy it, you'll be like, do you want to try when I have one? But you're not going to say, hey, man, you need to go out to the store and get this and hurt yourself.
Yeah. For whatever reason, my neighbor Ben and his friends, they like to go to this restaurant. And I've told you guys the story before. It's in Fremont, and they do fried chicken.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And they get their chicken bites.
Yeah.
Okay? But what they do is they get one order. And they tell them that they want whatever their hot ghost pepper is dropped on like two or three of the nuggets. And then they share them one at a time going around the table. This is their way of entertaining each other.
See, this is not fun to me.
But it is. It's like I would watch it,
but it's like Russian roulette. Like, I'll watch you play Russian roulette, but it's not a game I want to play.
Right. And when COVID was going on, I went over to their place next door and they had it and it's a go thing. And they're like, go ahead, reach in there. You know, one of these is going to be the money. And I was like, well, I don't want the money, but I definitely would love one of these delicious fried chicken bites. I reach in, pull one out, put it in my mouth. Of course.
That's the one?
Of course. You know what I mean? Like, if I hit the lottery, it is not the lottery that I want to hit. You know what I mean? It's like, and I'm like, I got to go. Like, I had to leave because my mouth was on fire. I had to run down. Basically, what I did was I walked down to the 7-Eleven and I bought a Yahoo. Because that was the closest thing they had. You know what I mean?
Like, Yoo-hoo.
Yoo-hoo. Whatever the hell it is. Yeah, I bought one of those and just started sucking it down. I drank half of it before I got to the checkout line. I was that guy. So our question, what will you still eat even though it doesn't agree with you, or what won't you eat anymore? 206-421-ROCK.
Real quick, someone here says, so why is DiGiorno recalling the pizzas Ted kept interrupting, never said? There's a known allergen, I believe, in their crust. It's a soy product.
Right.
And it's not that that's the worst thing, but they didn't put it on the label. So if you have this soy allergy, the problem is you wouldn't know it's in there and you might have a reaction. So they're recalling it, just saying, hey, look, if you got this pizza, in case you have the soy allergy, just don't buy it. But you're talking about these spicy things. You have that Scoville.
I do. Oh, yeah.
Just give people an idea of the Scoville units.
The Scoville scale is a tool that measures the spiciness or they say pungency of hot peppers. The scale measures the amount of capsaicin.
Capsaicin.
Okay, the chemical compound that causes spicy heat in peppers. The origins, by the way, of the Scoville scale. American pharmacist Wilbur Scoville,
he invented the Scoville scale
in 1912. He created the scale by way of his Scoville organoleptic test. God damn it. When he conducted the test, Scoville mixed an alcohol-based extract of oil from a pepper into a solution of sugar water and placed the solution onto the tongues of taste testers. Little by little, he diluted the solution with more water until his taste testers told him that it no longer tasted hot. So then he assigned a number rating to that pepper based on how many times he had to dilute the solution to eliminate the heat.
Okay. All right.
Jalapeno peppers, for instance, have a Scoville rating of 10,000.
10,000?
Which means that a jalapeno solution would have to be diluted 10,000 times before the heat was actually neutralized.
Now, Ted, I know you go a little back and forth on spicy, but you can handle a jalapeno, right?
As long as there's no seeds.
Okay, I agree with that. If there's seeds in there,
well, fresh is definitely different than when it's been most people or jarred or whatever.
Can at least get through a jalapeno, even if you don't like spice. Like, to me,
yeah, like if they're on nachos, I'll eat them.
Right, like that's the bottom rung of spicy to me.
So, for an example, as far as the Scoville scale is concerned, and Scoville heat units, that's what these are, Scoville heat units. A bell pepper has zero Scoville heat units.
Sure, cut up a red pepper.
It's my favorite pepper.
Peppercini has 900.
All right.
A poblano has 2,000.
Is that lower than a jalapeno?
Much, yeah.
Huh.
Absolutely. I didn't think poblanos were that spicy at all.
Maybe because they look like they're going to tear you up, but they never do.
Well, and they de-seed them and, like, roast them.
Right. Anaheim pepper, 2,500. Anaheim peppers are freaking delicious.
They're really good.
Have you ever made poppers instead of using jalapenos,
I have ordered them once, yeah.
Anaheim. They're fantastic. Yeah, right. Red Mill puts one of their classic burgers.
I've had that, too.
They put an Anaheim pepper on there, and it's fantastic. A chipotle pepper, 8,000 Scoville heat units, I believe, is the number on that one. Then you have jalapeno comes in at 10,000. The serrano pepper, 23,000.
I'm still tracking with serranos. Still handle my heat.
Tabasco, 50,000 units.
I can handle Tabasco.
Tabasco I just don't like. It's not the spice.
Oh, you really just don't like the taste?
Well, yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
When they say Tabasco... Tabasco, I'm assuming, is the sauce, not necessarily a pepper. Is there a Tabasco pepper?
There must be a pepper, right?
There probably is. Maybe that's what it's made from, but I've never seen or heard.
I'm not sure what it is, yeah. The Carolina Cayenne, 125,000. That's pretty hot.
Never had one.
Then you have the Bird's Eye Chili Pepper, 225,000 Scoville heat units. There's a pepper called the Devil's Tongue, which has 300,000.
I mean, the name just says I don't want this.
Probably the one that's most readily available, the habanero pepper, 350,000.
Really? I can still handle habanero. Mm-hmm. So far, I'm doing all right.
Same level as the Jamaican hot or the Scotch bonnet pepper. Then you get into the red Savina habanero. That is 580,000. Number six on the list is the ghost pepper. 1,041,427 Scoville heat units. Then you've got the Naga Viper, Viper, 1,000,000.
Use it in a sentence.
382.
Don't.
Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that he, yeah. Trinidad Scorpion Butch Tea, 1,463,000.
I've heard of that one.
Then there's another Trinidad Pepper, the Moruga Scorpion, 2,000,000. Now you're getting into the Carolina Reapers number two and the pure
capsation.
Capsation, that would be 16 million Scoville heat units. So you have to dilute that in water, probably just.
But some of those peppers also, like that Carolina Reaper, like that dude made that.
Right. They went out of their way to create a pepper that will F you up, and he succeeded. And everything I've heard about that thing is not worth it. You were talking about those gummies, and someone here says, my daughters and I, we had a little nitro challenge at our house one day. Two of them cried. One of them said she was going to throw up. I won. And that's what I'm saying. Like, are you ever going to buy them again? Probably not.
No, hell no. I just don't want to be miserable. And that's half the reason. Like really sour candy and stuff like that. Like I just it just doesn't sit well.
See that stuff I love.
You can handle.
I don't mind. It doesn't hurt. You know,
it's just like no, it pains the cheeks. It feels like a
sure.
Yeah. It's like this.
But okay, so there's that kind of thing that causes discomfort. But then, like people here, right, says I'm lactose intolerant. I'll eat cheese until the day I die. I'm right there with you. Someone else, I'm lactose intolerant. I'll have the runs the entire next day. But damn it, I love ice cream so much I'll never stop eating it. That's from Jared. Jared. I had a shake from Five Guys last night. Tore me up, didn't care, knew it was going to. And then someone else says, green peppers wreak havoc on my his colitis. But when I get a cheesesteak, load that baby up. And it's weird, because you're right, but it doesn't necessarily cause pain. Like, even when I drink that milkshake, I'm not necessarily in pain. Whole milk will put me in pain. A milkshake does not put me in pain, but definitely not comfortable. And don't want to be more than like 20 feet away from the toilet.
Our question, what will you still eat even though it doesn't agree with you, or what won't you eat anymore? 206-421-ROCK.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
99.9 KISW.
Yay!
You're in the men's room.
Our question, what will you still eat even though it doesn't agree with you, or what won't you eat anymore? 206-421-ROCK.
A lot of comments coming in about spicy food. I will say this, like a month and a half ago, whenever the hell I went to D.C., we went to the National Harbor, which I don't bother to go, but there was a pepper place. Like, they started in New Orleans. They have a location there, and it's like, I don't know, pepper people, something like that. So we take my son in there, man, and they have all kinds of hot sauces, marinades, you name it. But, you know, you can try a sample of anything.
Are you talking about down at the market? Is that what you said?
Not the one here. It's back in D.C.
Oh, okay.
And so he was trying a bunch of different stuff because he doesn't mind spicy, but some of these were getting a little up there, right? So I can't remember the one. It was kind of yellowish. Like, it just had a color that, as an adult, you recognize that is the color of heat, right? So he takes a bite of this thing, man. And, I mean, his eyes puff up. He's grabbing at his throat, so I know his throat's closed, and it kind of turns red for a second. You see the sweat on his brow, and I'm like, oh, man, is he okay? But I don't want to make this a thing, right?
Sure.
And he looks at me, and he goes, Dad. I'm like, hey, man, what? You're right? He goes, we need a bottle of this. I'm like, Jesus.
Oh, what? You like it?
He's like, it tastes delicious. I'm like, are you all right? He's like, it hurts, but it's so good. So we got a bottle.
Well, that's the key with hot sauce.
Yeah.
You know, like, I enjoy the taste of hot sauce.
I do, too.
And when it gets to the point where it's so hot, that, you know, you really can't enjoy eating the food, and you don't get the taste. I mean, that's one of those things on, like, the wing challenges.
Yeah.
Those wing challenges, I enjoy eating wings, but they're so hot sometimes, they're like, you can't even taste anything. Like,
right, your tongue feels wrong.
Your whole inside of your mouth is just completely fried. So, you know, you could be eating, erasers, and it wouldn't make a difference. You know what I mean? It'd just be like...
That would be when I could eat vegetables. Like, I can't taste them, so this is my annual vegetable intake.
Yeah, sometimes with wings, there's certain wing places that I like just the flavor of their hotter sauces.
Right.
So I'll just get a side of it and, like...
Right.
Barely put any on the wing.
Well, somebody here, they say, Olabicho, several years ago, my brother John and I, we took on the Ghost Pepper Wing Challenge at one of my many favorite bars. The manager came out with release forms. We each had to sign, releasing them from anything that's going to put them liable. Well, he tried to talk us out. Again, this is the manager. Tried to talk us out of it. But we've been on a serious day drinking tour and demanded the wings. Well, John managed three. And after two... I swear to God, I lost feeling in my head, arms, hands, and finger. I saw some lights that make you question Area 51. Needless to say, we were herding mofos. After 4 pints of milk and a couple of Wild Turkey 151, we came back to Earth. Not good, not normal, effed up. Jesus, the next morning, caused a catastrophic mess that can only be described as afterbirth that exploded.
Yeah.
Someone else, we brought up the...
Dude, you remember, there's a wing joint, or like chain, in the D.C. Baltimore area.
Uh-huh.
Fuck you.
Which, it's ridiculous.
And they have awesome chicken wings, bunch of flavors. But they also have one called a 911, right?
I remember
that.
So the
one in College Park, where I grew up, but the university's there, they refused to sell them. Because the college kids would come in hammered and would order them. And people, they were like, it's...
It becomes a medical issue.
What they're saying, right. Like, yeah. It's not worth it.
No. Someone here says, my wife, we're talking about those Packy chips. They have one, they sell them.
One chip challenge.
It is, when you buy a package of them, it is one chip. So a guy here says,
I'm scared to buy their regular flavors.
Dude, I discovered them at Bartell, what was it, like 3 months ago, 6 months ago, and they're not even supposed to be spicy, and they were spicy. They were delicious, but I couldn't finish the bag. Someone here says, my wife ate one corner off of one of those Packy chips at work one day. She came home, literally kicked in the door, sprinted to the bathroom. She S'd herself for 2 straight days.
Wow.
And that's one corner. So, like, I don't want to try that.
There's a place in my neighborhood in Freelard called Hooligans. They've got really good chicken wings. They are so spicy, I can only eat one of them. Mm. They're fantastic. But, I mean, I can only eat one of the wings. And I'm like, I am out, man. This thing, just because I know, tomorrow's going to be a horrible day. I think one of the more difficult things is when you get with someone and you live together, and like anything else, there are certain peculiarities they have about food, mm-hmm. whether that is that they won't eat certain things, or, you know, when you're cooking for two people.
Right.
So if someone doesn't like bones in their meat, you know what I mean? Like, your chicken's just a crappy-ass chicken breast.
Right.
And to me, like, that's not what I want to eat. You know what I mean? Or you're eating, like, vegetarian things.
No.
Or, you know, you're not eating pork or whatever the deal is. There's this big list of no's. You know what I mean? Mm. And it's just, and that's what sucks to me, is adjusting yourself to someone else's dietary needs. And I understand that that's part of any relationship, but it's also...
But not the main course.
But it also folds over into going out to dinner.
But that's so easy, because you, look, at dinner,
no,
you order what you, I know you don't like the stuff, but hey, the beauty of this menu is order that thing that you do like. Do not comment on what I'm going to order.
Okay, for an example, Ted, if you're going out with any of your family members,
all right,
you know you can't book a sushi restaurant, correct?
Yeah, some of them won't eat sushi.
It's kind of in that vein.
That's
It's kind of in that vein. Like, where you would love to go to a barbecue place, but they're not really into meat or pork or, you know what I mean, like any of that stuff where it's just like... Come on, man. You know what I mean?
So just try something.
You end up, you know, going to these places when they go out of town. You know,
right.
That's the only time that you can actually go and eat what the hell you want. You know what I mean? Instead of eating, I don't know.
I mean, I will say this, though. I feel like almost any girl I've ever dated makes fun of me for being a pansy with spice.
Well, spice
but
is
at least
one thing.
It's spice. Yeah. You know, you can say, like, look, man, we can get a plate of wings. Maybe you just get 6 that are spicier than mine. But like Miles says, well, so what do you mean I can't have bones in this?
You can go get Thai food. You know what I mean? And you can, whatever the level of spiciness is, you can kind of adjust that on your own. And I've been to great vegetarian restaurants where I've been like, you know what, this meal was, it's fine. But I just went out to eat.
Fine should not cost money.
It's just a bunch of vegetables. It's, you know what I mean? And
see, there's my thing. All right.
Like,
so, like,
oh God,
we all have our thing.
It's tough going out with a vegetarian.
I agree.
It really is.
My position is just this. Like, look, just don't mess with each other's entrees, right? Like, I don't eat vegetables, but outside of a vegetarian restaurant, there's not a lot of, like, vegetable entrees.
Mm-hmm.
So if I just don't get asparagus on the side of my steak, there's no harm, no foul. Or a lot of times when I order something and they offer, well, we have a choice of 2 sides. You want asparagus or, like, the house salad? Before I can say, I don't want either of those, my wife will come in real quick, like, the asparagus. So she always gets a little extra
food. Right.
But I never get, like, oh, that's not true. Our one trade-off is this. She will get the wedge salad, right? But inevitably, no matter what wedge salad you get, they put so much crap on top of it. Well, I like all the crab, but I don't like the lettuce. So she'll scrape off basically all the crap that's on there. And for me, I mean, I'm getting gorgonzola and bacon and candied this. It's tremendous. That's our trade.
And the other thing is, you really don't, you don't need to worry about what, you know, calorie-wise, what you're eating.
Not so much.
So, you know, like, you know, I know for a fact, Ted, you and I, we both watch, at least, we try to do the best. Try to do the best we can. So I've gotten some unwritten rules that I go by, and one of them is I can't have milk in my house.
If I have a gallon of milk in my house, I will drink it.
Mm-hmm.
I only buy small bags of potato chips. Now, if they're like that medium-sized bag, even the medium-sized bag, where it's like it's obviously two servings. All right,
it depends.
I still
about the grab bag.
Yeah, I still don't buy it because it's just too big.
I did it the other day.
I don't buy a big. I will never bring home a big bag of chips, and the only reason is because I will eat them all,
mm-hmm.
and I'm trying to prevent. And that's why I don't. And I don't buy peanut butter because I'm going to die. I am going to get, because I sleepwalk and I eat. I'm going to get up in the middle of the night. I'm going to take a big spoonful of peanut butter. I'm going to stick it in my mouth. I'm going to go, I'm going to go look for milk and then realize that I don't buy it anymore. And then I'm going to choke and I'm going to collapse and I'm going to die on the kitchen table.
That's why I keep putting peanut butter in your house. The only thing I'm like that with, honestly, is Cinnamon Toast Crunch. And my wife gets mad because she's like, dude, cereal's not cheap. I know. And she doesn't get it for me every time she goes to the grocery store because she'll never tell me. I will discover it when I'm grabbing cereal for the kids. Like, ooh, next to the Cheerios, here's Cinnamon Toast Crunch. It is gone that day. The box.
You eat the whole box in a day?
I eat the box basically in one sitting. So it'll be about 10 o'clock.
Wow.
But this is what happens, right? And so I will see a box of Cinnamon Toast Crunch. We could have had the biggest dinner on earth. I already make a plan that at about 9:30, I'm going to smoke like it is my job. I know I'm going to get the munchies. And to me, few things are as rewarding as several bowls of Cinnamon Toast Crunch when you're stoned. Now, the problem is, one, the box is gone. The other problem is I've had all of that milk. So it's a two-tier, but I don't care. And I will do it every time. I won't stop.
Our question, what will you still eat even though it doesn't agree with you? Or what won't you eat anymore? 206-421.
Damn, I respect that.
Hey, dude, I'm like the
box
Terminator.
Box in, box out.
That's it. If I see it, when that box gets open, that box is getting eaten, period. Hello, Fritz. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right, it's early 90s. I'm in the Marine Corps. We're in northern Greece. We're on deployment. We're training with the Greek Special Forces, and we had not had decent, normal food in a long time, so they served us a hot meal, and it was eggplant parmesan and baklava.
All right.
And it was amazing. It was amazing. I ate at least four clamshells of this and just was eating it like I was getting paid to. And then we went out on deployment. I chased it with a couple of classic Cokes, and it decided it was going to leave, and it was going to leave right now. And it left immediately without effort. It came out as easy as it went in, and it smelled like burnt dog food.
Burnt dog food.
I've never burned my dog food, but
I have never eaten that again. I've never eaten baklava. We went to Greece, and every time they offered it to me, I had to put my hand up.
Who said? Yeah, but like anything else, maybe you're blaming the wrong thing. Maybe it was the eggplant parmesan.
I haven't had either. I will not. I can't even smell it. It's so bad.
See, if I go get a Euro and they got baklava, I got to get it.
I debate it. I've never gotten sick from it, but I've never had it in Greece. And like anything, you know, when you go to the country of origin, it's similar, but a little different. So it may have been that the baklava you had in Greece, being that it's authentic baklava, there's something in there that you don't really get in the States, and it just kind of liquefied and shot through your intestines, man.
What did you think of Greece? Did you enjoy it?
Oh, Greece is amazing. If I had a choice, I'd buy a house and I'd never leave there. I'd go right back.
Then what would you eat then? Because now you live in Greece,
you would
but
eat
you're terrified.
Parmesan and baklava.
I'd eat everything but those two things. No, one of the best places we ate there was their gyro. Okay, is we call it a gyro, but it was there's a place there. It is the best Greek food. It's a small little bar. It is on Santorini. And it's almost like going into Cheers. Like, everybody knows everybody, and as soon as they know what country you're from, all of a sudden, the local beers are coming out, and they're like, where are you from there? It was the best Greek food. You know what they didn't serve? They didn't serve baklava, and they didn't serve eggplant.
Good times.
You know, it's funny. My wife wants to go to Santorini specifically, but she hates Greek food.
What?
And I'm like, well, look, babe, I understand you want it because it looks beautiful. I'm sure it is beautiful. I'm sure the weather's great. It's a Mediterranean. I'm like, right, but it's not like you're going to find McDonald's there, man. Like, it's kind of an isolated little spot in Greece. I'm like, all they're going to have.
I like feta. You know what I mean? Just the basic things.
She doesn't really like feta. Tzatziki
sauce. You know, like all those things.
The only issue I have with Greek food is just too much, too many olives.
I like olives.
Yeah.
So I'm okay with that. She doesn't love olives.
But lamb.
I love hummus, chickpeas.
Lamb. Yeah,
all that stuff. Tzatziki. Miles just ran it down.
Yeah.
Cucumbers.
Like all the basic stuff.
Actually, I'm thinking about eggplant parm now.
Even after his story.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it was a baklava.
Right, it was a baklava. That's right.
You ever had chocolate baklava?
Oh, my God, dude. Yeah, once.
Whoa, that takes it over the top. What will you still eat even though it doesn't agree with you, or what won't you eat anymore? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Craig. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, hola, dudes.
Hola.
Yeah, well, my story is I used to make this Parmesan or fettuccine Alfredo, but like heavy on the Parmesan and some other Italian cheese I can't remember the name of, but I stole the recipe off of a chef in Vegas when I was like 22, and I ended up even seducing my wife with the recipe. It was that good.
All right.
And now I got this flu bug years ago, and I can't eat any dairy. Like, even just a little bit of it makes me sick, but if I was to eat something like that, I'd have like, I'd feel like the alien creature was trying to crawl out of my stomach.
So when you say dairy, eggs, yogurt, I mean, all the stuff, I mean, butter?
No, lactose.
Just lactose.
I guess the end of the little cilia hairs in your gut is where the enzyme is produced, and this flu that I had was so bad, it burned all those down, is what the doc told me, and so I'm, like, intolerant now. So, yeah, I can do, like, butter.
But so what about, I mean, has your wife ever said, like, come on, man, I know it sucks for you, but you got to make that recipe again?
This happened after she was gone, but no. I could make it for someone. It's not like that, but the repercussions is just, it's like when your dad hits you with a belt, you stop doing that thing. You know?
Yeah, right.
Well, my doctor told me I can't eat dairy anymore, period. And I almost wish it was meat, to be honest with you. If it was a choice between the two, because
dairy's everywhere, man.
It is. And it's in things like cheese that I love.
Right, I mean, so
butter sauce or you name it, man. Yeah, the cheese on pizza, all these things. Cheeseburger, for crying out loud.
Milkshake.
So when I get a hamburger, I want a cheeseburger. I want a milkshake. I want a cup of milk. I like eggs. Eggs, though.
So you can't do eggs either.
I can't do eggs, no. And eggs give me serious. That's another thing I have to steer. Eggs give me really, really bad heartburn. Because I like my eggs runny, and I like them sunny side up. And for some reason, runny eggs...
I thought you ate eggs for breakfast on the weekends.
I do it once a week, because there's no way I can cut it up.
Right.
I can't just...
You still get the heartburn
roll. I try to do the moderation thing. You know what I mean? But the heartburn's ridiculous. I love Bloody Marys. I cannot drink them because of the heartburn.
Yeah.
I love mimosas. I cannot drink them because of the heartburn. I love orange juice just by itself.
What do you eat in the morning? Like, if you were to make yourself a breakfast, but you cut all of out, what's left?
I mean, I got a cup of water and a piece of dry-ass toast, I mean, with no butter on it.
You could have some oatmeal.
I could, but oatmeal sucks. You know what I mean? Like, I hate it. It's like, and I know it's there, and I should eat it. I feel like I'm eating the paste that you drywall with. You know what I mean? When you're mud in a room. It's just like this consistency of just, it reminds me of childhood hell. When that was what was available for breakfast, and, you know, your parents made you eat it. And I just sit there and pick up this lumpy-ass crap and be like, can you just buy cream of wheat or anything?
Ew, man, you take cream of wheat over oatmeal?
Hot cereal?
Hell
cream
no.
of wheat is the superior hot cereal.
I disagree, Hall. I would take...
No
I don't
way.
Love oatmeal.
No way.
But if you say cream of wheat or oatmeal, I will take oatmeal 100% of the time, man.
Oh, is the cream of wheat guy gone?
Oh, did he get fired too?
I don't know. He's black.
We got to check this out.
I bet they fired him.
If you're a black mascot,
you
got to go. We're doing you a favor.
You're gone.
Well, you're not really. Yeah.
He's at the table right now with Aunt Jemima and Uncle Ben. He's gone.
Cream of wheat guy.
Are you kidding me?
He was gone
chef.
For a while.
How's the Quaker Oats guy still there?
Cream of wheat guy's gone. You got to be kidding me. Oh, there he is. Oh, no, they took him off the damn box.
Damn.
When did they take him
you
off?
You sons of bitches. I don't know.
He looks like a black Chef Boyardee.
He got fired.
What the hell's the problem? You know what I mean?
Chef Boyardee's still on the case.
Is he still there?
Oh, yeah.
That chef's there, but the cream of wheat chef is gone.
Yeah.
What is cream
He's
of wheat?
He's just a black dude with a chef hat.
What does the cream of wheat have to do with anything? Why does that have to do? Uncle Ben and him are just going, what the hell
do we do?
They didn't do anything.
We're trying to represent.
Exactly.
We got a race.
The lady likes the butter woman and golly, Aunt Jemima. They're all at the table together going like, what the?
How do we lose our job?
Jesus.
God damn, people like this.
Pillsbury Doughboy's still in action. Yeah. People are pushing in his fat ass gut, you know what I mean? And he laughs and giggles and people think that's politically correct.
Yeah.
Poke my belly, I'll giggle.
What were you still eating?
Donuts?
I never thought it was bad, but I don't like being like his fat ass and poking him. Like, that's not.
Little Debbie's still out there, I guess. She's fine?
Oh, yeah.
Child labor.
Oh, she's fine.
Oh, child labor's cool, but not black people. I get it.
I can't believe they got rid of the cream of wheat guy.
He's cream.
Nobody even likes cream of goddamn wheat.
How can that be racist?
I like cream of wheat. I grew up on it.
Well, he's the chef, Ted.
That and applesauce.
I'll be damned.
Yeah.
We used to put applesauce in it.
Yes. That does make it
if
better.
If I'm him, I'm suing. You know what I mean? Yes. Like, that's termination without reason. Oh, there it is. Yeah. It is.
Is he not Uncle Ben?
No.
That is not Uncle Ben.
This is Uncle Ben right here. He's now sitting at the table with the cream of wheat guy, just pissed off. Huh. What will you still eat even though it doesn't agree with you, or what won't you eat anymore? 206-421-RUN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.